All right, Bill. It's been in the news. I heard it yesterday. I was shocked and appalled when I heard this.
Both? Were you both shocked and appalled?
I was. The federal government has recommended flossing your teeth since 1979.
That was the year it all changed. That was the year. Floss historians look at 1979 as the year.
And this was first in a Surgeon General's report, later in the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, which is issued every 5 years. The guidelines must be based on scientific evidence under law.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the Associated Press asked the Departments of Health and Human Services and Agriculture for their evidence mm-hmm. and followed up with written requests under the Freedom of Information Act. If I may, when the federal government issued its latest dietary guidelines this year,
mm-hmm.
the flossing recommendation had been removed without notice.
That's not true. Is that true?
The government acknowledged the effectiveness of flossing had never been researched as required.
This turns our world upside down.
It totally turns dentists' worlds upside down.
Yeah.
Dr. Paul Ladona on the line, my dentist.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello. Is this true? Flossing is not recommended? The medical benefits are unproven? I would bet you beg to differ.
Well, first of all, are you reclining back? Because we usually only talk when you're sitting back.
And Wendy's going to spit every couple minutes, too,
but she always does. Yes. More suction.
Yep.
No, I am not reclining back at this point. But now, I will tell you this, and usually I have a hygienist clean my teeth. Last time they were cleaned, who did it? It was you, Dr. Paul.
That's right. Special treatment.
That's
nice. I was embarrassed to show him my mouth because it had been a little more than my six-month checkup.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, when you floss, it makes a world of difference when you have to get your teeth scraped.
That's true, Wendy. I got to tell you, I'm not 100% on board with the flossing. I know I'm going to get in trouble.
A dentist who says that flossing will kill you? Were those your words? That if you floss, you die?
I'm not saying that it's not important, but, you know, it's kind of like cleaning your car and worried about the waxing. If you don't get it thoroughly clean to begin with, the flossing is not...
How about that?
That's a big deal. If I could get patients to brush longer, Wendy, it would make a world of difference.
Don't waste your time flossing. Spend your time brushing your teeth and washing your car. You said, too, is also good for your teeth.
No, not brushing. But most patients just don't spend enough time brushing. And what's removing most of the bacteria and the plaque from your mouth is the brush.
All right. How long are you supposed to brush?
Well, it's minimum of 2 minutes.
Oh.
How long did you say,
Bill? I thought 20 minutes. I spent a lot of time
brushing.
Well,
I do, too.
You should, too, Wendy.
Wendy, you should. But seriously, if patients would just spend more time brushing, it would make all the difference in the world. Now, of course, if you have things caught between your teeth, you got to floss.
Mm-hmm.
And there are areas that are difficult to get to with just a brush alone. But I've told patients for a while, really, brushing is a key. I'll have them just take a wet toothbrush. And if they're watching TV, spend 5-10 minutes just brushing. That, to me, is the most important part.
And can I ask, Dr.
Yes.
Ladone, I am one to brush my tongue as well, not
Very
because
good.
I have bad aim, but it makes your
it's
mouth...
It's intentional.
Well, it is intentional, and it makes your mouth, I think, fresher, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Actually, the majority of the bacteria in your mouth is harbored on the back part of your tongue.
Yep.
So if you can get back and brush, or we actually have tongue scrapers to clean off the bacteria, that is a really important thing that actually gets neglected a lot also.
There is a gag reflex, I have to admit. Like, I'll be brushing my tongue.
Don't go that far back.
Yeah, geez.
That's too far back, isn't it?
You're getting intimate with your toothbrush.
I've lost a couple toothbrushes in there.
No, I'm not your dentist.
I know. I understand.
All right. So, well, this is interesting to me because I really find that when I floss on a regular basis, and you were the one who turned me on to those little, like...
Oh, the little go-between things. Those are better than floss, too, especially...
What's that?
It's a little brush.
Like a little brush, like a little Christmas tree brush, which if there are areas that are wider gaps that you can get between. It's actually going to clean more plaque and bacteria out from between the teeth than the floss. And a lot of people don't floss correctly to begin with. They'll go in and kind of saw back and forth, and it's really more of a sweeping action to use it correctly to be effective.
Hmm.
Sometimes you have a big gap in between teeth, like I have two implants. My teeth are up here.
Whatever.
And those brushes are really good to just... But see, now, I'm sorry, Dr. Ladone, Dr. Paul Ladone.
Come on, Wendy, don't be
DDS.
So...
I know, I never call him doctor. All right, Paul, here's the thing. When you floss, you are getting a lot of food out.
Well, if you're getting food out, that can be an indication, too, that things are broken or not fitting correctly, because really the way the teeth contact each other... It's supposed to keep a lot of the debris from getting caught in between the teeth.
What about popcorn or ribs?
Oh, good question.
Well, now that's a whole different story. And, of course, in those points, you do need to use floss to get those areas cleaned out. But, I mean, going back from, like, a daily basis and a daily routine, if you could just brush longer. You know what we need? We need a brush bit. Forget the Fitbit.
Oh, yeah, to let people know how many minutes they've spent brushing.
How long they're brushing. And the average right now is like 45 seconds. And
it's not enough.
You miss spots all over the place at different times. And it takes a full 24 hours for the plaque to reform on your teeth. So if patients spent more time actually just using the toothbrush and using that correctly for a longer period of time, the flossing part becomes less important.
Paul, can I run a question past you?
Sure,
this is my local dental hygienist, because I have a local one and then I have an international one if I'm going on a secret mission overseas. So my local dental hygienist, Jill.
Can you boss through TSA? That's what I wanted
yes,
to
know. that's been a hassle for me. All right. So she said that she can tell, not just on me, but on any of her patients, when the last time they flossed was just by looking at their teeth. She can say, oh, it's been 3 days, it's been a week, it's been 6 months, it's been a year and a half. Is that true or is she just saying that?
I would say she's just saying that unless there's signs of cuts, which is usually somebody right before they come in that haven't flossed for 6 months, like, you know, cram for the test and then jam it down and go, oh, you flossed, you know, 2 days ago.
Yeah. Oh, I bet that's it.
But I'll tell you, I personally know this sounds, I'm going to get in trouble, but I don't floss every day.
What? You're my dentist. I need a new dentist.
And I haven't had a cavity since I was 12.
But aren't you the one who told me that, you know, you have to disturb the environment?
You do.
And that's why you floss, because if, like, food debris or plaque gets
true, Wendy.
Between your teeth.
That's true. But, you know, the same thing, too. It's kind of like with kids and picking your battle. If I tell a patient, yeah, you got to brush and then you got to floss and the whole thing, and then they're 45 seconds brushing and 30 seconds flossing, they really haven't accomplished a lot if they just spent the full time just brushing.
So 2 minutes is the goal.
At least 2 minutes.
Wendy,
at least.
You get to five. I mean, that's the thing.
I don't spend a whole weekend brushing, Wendy. When I leave here on Friday, I start brushing my teeth. And I don't stop until Monday morning. Yeah, in the car.
Yeah, right.
So twice a day at least 2 minutes?
At least 2 minutes. That's minimum.
Twice a day?
At least.
Morning and night. There's just all you're doing is sleeping.
That's not true. Tell that to bacteria.
Growing. They're not being disturbed.
Oh.
Bacteria never rests, Wendy.
No.
All right. Well, it turns out people have questions. Can we do a quick Ask the Dentist?
Yeah.
We've got to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to thank you.
I need a break, too.
All right. Brush for 2 minutes while we're breaking, Dr. Paul.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll be right back.
It's Ladone Family Dental in Lyle. His dad was my very first dentist of all time, and
now
I got stuck with him.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We'll take a quick break, and then if you have any questions for Dr. Ladone, we're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I was brushing.
You were. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.
And we had heard in the news yesterday that dental floss may not improve your health. And so I went to my dentist. I was just going to call him later anyway. Dr. Paul Ladone, Ladone Family Dental in Lyle. And Dr. Paul says that, you know, he'd rather you brush for at least 2 minutes twice a day than bother with flossing. Is that your words?
That is, yes.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. And not that it's not important, Wendy. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's part of the whole overall care. But spending longer time brushing is really the key. It is without a doubt the key.
And for people just joining us also, Dr. Ladone has admitted, and we have it on record, that you yourself do not floss every day. All right.
No.
Somebody says that's like a cardiologist saying he smokes. That's what somebody just texted us.
Well, it's not as
severe. No, it isn't.
The smoking's way worse for you than not flossing. And so are all the sugar drinks and all the other dietary things that go along with it. So that's why, I mean, we're getting into, you know, nitty-gritty stuff here, and we're missing the big picture. And if patients aren't just doing the most important part, the big picture part, all the other stuff is somewhat irrelevant, and that's where I think that we're at with the discussion here.
I'm very disappointed at both you, Dr. Paul, and Bill, because neither one of you have said 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed yet.
I'm not going to.
I'm shocked.
I'm not
going
to.
I've never been surveyed in my life.
Frank, did you have a question for Dr. Paul?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very honored to be on WGN Radio. I just have one thing to say. I have the Philips Sonic Care toothbrush, and that is the way to go because it times it itself. You just turn it on. It goes for 2+ minutes, and then it shuts off. It charges. It needs to be charged probably once every 2 weeks, and it's a great way to brush your teeth for a long time.
No doubt. I'm a big supporter of the electric toothbrushes, Sonicare, Oral-B, any of them, especially with the timers. They will do a much more thorough job than a regular toothbrush typically. And just as you said, the timer is a huge part. It just actually gets you to spend, and that's just the minimum time.
But is there as much pressure? Like if I'm brushing my own teeth, I know I can apply more pressure than an electric toothbrush,
just
right?
Press harder.
Right. Yeah.
And actually the electrics are designed so that you don't apply too much pressure. And especially with patients that have some recession and get too aggressive, the electric toothbrushes won't let you apply that much pressure. So they are, it's almost a safety feature as far as using that as a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Thank you, Frank. Another question from Jan. Jan, you have a question for Dr. Paula Doan?
Well, I don't really have a question, but I'm a hygienist and I've been doing
Here's where the fight comes on.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Uh-oh.
I've been doing this for over 40 years, and it's true. You don't have to floss, but there are other tools. There are these fabulous little picks, and if you only brush your teeth, you're only brushing the front and back, and you're not dislodging the plaque in between, and the plaque is what's responsible for the plaques that can go into your heart as well. So it seems very strange to hear from a dentist that if you just brush, that's okay. I mean, it isn't okay. I've seen wonderful results. And these little picks, most of my patients now aren't even flossing. They're using these little picks that go right in between, and they can do it when they're driving. They can do it when they're watching the news. Much easier, and it does the trick.
So I have one of those. They're great.
It's like a triangular-sided toothpick almost.
Correct.
And they're,
no.
Yes.
No. There's no.
Wait. Jan, what are you saying?
Not this one. These are called soft picks.
It's like
they are just little plastic with a little bitty, like at the tip, they're like little bumpies in plastic, and it just goes right in and out. But to hear a dentist say that you don't have to floss is one thing, but to not say that there are other ways to clean it is really...
Well, I did mention that there are other ways to clean it. And I will enforce again, too, that overall brushing is really so important. And I'll tell you, if you have a patient that only brushes for 45 seconds and then uses an interdental, whatever cleaner it is, you're still missing a ton of plaque that's forming on the tooth.
So in a perfect world, it's good to do both.
In a perfect world, yeah, that's what I'm saying. In an ideal world, I would say that, yes, the ideal world, that is great. That there's no doubt. You could not argue with that. But we're not dealing with an ideal world.
Right, Jan,
people that can't even get to the point that they're going to brush like they do. So now we're telling them, besides this, do that. Let's take it at baby steps. Let's get people to get to a certain point here, and then from there, add on. That's where I think we missed the boat.
And Jan, would you agree that brushing is the most important part of it?
I don't think it's the most. I think you need to include something else to remove the plaque and the debris and the bacteria. We have bacteria in our mouth. If you were to look under a microscope...
I don't want to. I would never kiss my husband again.
Mm. Right. But we all have it. If you're just going to brush your teeth, I don't think you want to look in that microscope. So I just...
And we can't get rid of all the plaque and bacteria. It's impossible. We have bacteria every single day, even if you brush 24/7. You can't. And there are people that respond differently to different bacteria if we want to get into the microbiology of it.
This is like
I accidentally hung up on Pat.
Have people that have good hygiene for the most part. I mean, let's start out with the basics. And like I said, I'm not saying don't floss, and I'm not saying use things in between. But in reality, most patients aren't spending minimum time with just the basics.
And that was like a preview of the presidential debate,
wasn't
it? It was like... That was what I was expecting.
Well, and every now there's nothing wrong with flossing because I was talking.
No,
to,
and I have my manager here. She'll floss before she brushes. She says it makes a huge difference. She likes the way that it feels like it's cleaner. I'm not going to argue with that, but on an overall standpoint, just that basic care part is missing. I have patients that come in and they're not even brushing right. So all they're doing when they're flossing or using a pick is moving a bunch of plaque around.
Yeah, it doesn't work. And it's the same plaque as we just found out that you would get in a situation like with a heart attack. That's the same plaque in your mouth?
Your body reacts and forms plaques in the linings of the vessels, yes, of your arteries.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. When we don't have good oral health care and we have inflamed periodontal gum tissue and a lot of plaque on the teeth, that bacteria does enter your bloodstream. It has an overall health effect on you. And that's what I'm trying to really express, is that patients need to be better from a hygiene standpoint that way. And the majority of that plaque can be removed from brushing.
Is it the same?
Not doing that. But the bacteria then enters your bloodstream. It causes an inflammation, irritation of the blood vessel walls.
Yeah.
And that's where the plaques start to harden and form. So
is it the same plaque?
It is important.
You know how with Alzheimer's patients, they find plaque on the brain? Is that the same kind of plaque as that?
It's a reaction to the inflammation, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, your teeth are very important. Everything can enter your bloodstream through your
right.
mouth.
Yes, it can.
So be careful who you kiss. That's what I
Too
want.
Too late.
All right. And all right, so Dr. Paul Ledone, it's good to know. I'm still going to floss, but you know what I've learned? I'm going to brush longer.
Yep.
Brush longer.
And you can use the floss to make a nice bathing suit for yourself.
All those things, they're all great. Don't get me wrong. Those are all really good, important things. But
Phil just said I could use the floss to make a nice bathing suit for myself.
Just think about it.
Well, that'd be good.
That would be
tomato
nice.
Plants, that works.
Yep.
There are things that you can use it for: fishing line, shoelaces,
floss.
You can cut a cake with it. So if you're not doing it on your teeth, you can hang a picture.
Yeah.
You could.
Are you reading out of the 101 Uses book?
Yes, I am. I am removing a ring. You can just put it on the inside of a ring, and it will help you slide your ring
true.
Off.
Wow.
So if you're not using it on your teeth, use it for other things. And Dr. Paul Ledone, thank you. It's been great. Like I mentioned before, I went to your dad, and he was the first guy who ever saw any of my teeth, and now I go to you, his son.
Thanks, Wendy. Great talking.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
See
Dr.
You in
Paul
6 months.
Ledone.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Rinse and spit. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll find out what Ro and Anna have next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.